Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave Archer now, former Falcons QB and analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network.
Analyst.
Our conversation with Arch, a little delayed there, guys. Our conversation with Arch is presented by John Foy and Associates. Experienced personal injury attorneys, get the strong arm. Dave, obviously it was a rough go of it for the Falcons yesterday. They just couldn't seem to get going. If you're Raheem, what is priority number one today to get back on track?
Well, first of all, you got to get those guys up to speed. They look like us trying to convert on a third down right there. I don't know what they're doing.
Hey, man, we're doing our best today. Okay?
My microphone was off, so it's kind of like a few players yesterday.
Yeah, it's.
I don't know if you can overanalyze or if you underanalyze, Allie. It's when you begin to look at, do you look at pieces of the game? Can you find an idea there that, okay, this is where we lost the game. Okay, the inability to convert, stay on the field on offense. You know, why were you unable to convert on third down and fourth down? I think you were four of 15 in conversion situations. You kind of combined third and fourth down. That's an area that they've been pretty good in and been able to stay on the field. Now, we know about their inability to maybe cash things in the red zone, but for the most part, they've been able to move the ball from 20 to 20. Yesterday, they didn't do that. They couldn't even stay on the field. So I guess I would try to get into the minutiae of what was it that went, because we can look big picture and say, okay, hey, the offensive coordinator needs to be fired, the head coach needs to be fired, and that's not going to fix your problems. You know, you're still going to have some problems, and what are the execution problems? So I'd probably dive in there, Allie. That's where I would look at, because I thought the defense did some good things yesterday. Certainly they ran the ball with some effectiveness. They ran the ball for over 140 yards, and that's not what you're looking at. But that might be because they faced 38 minutes of offensive football. You know, if you trim that back to 30 minutes of football, how many yards does Miami run for in the game? So really, to me, you got to look at the offense and how is the offense operating and why are we unable to convert on third down and fourth down in this game to give us an opportunity to have the ball for 60, 65 plays and balance up that time of possession and give us more opportunities to score.
Arch, I'll let you and Mike talk about the run game situation because I think that's more suited for him. For me, though, I want to talk about the passing attack. Am I wrong that there's not enough in-breaking routes, you know, stuff across the middle, get guys the ball on the run, and, you know, like with Darnell, and I think even Pitts is set up that way. It just feels like there's nothing that gets the ball to our playmakers on the run in the passing game.
No, I'd agree with that, Bo. I think that certainly, and you go away wanting when you only run 49 plays. And so I kept saying it early on in the game, you don't even know what the game plan is because I think we ran 17 plays in the first half. And I'm kind of throwing my hands in there. What is the game plan? What are we trying to do? Just weren't on the field long enough to really kind of figure out what the plan was to attack Miami. Because you struggled to move them in the run game. They did a couple of things to run behind blocks and stuff. They tried to go downhill against the run game early on, and did that dissuade you from running it? It can't. You have to stay with it. You got to continue to try to pound it. because it didn't feel like they were running away from you from a score. Now, I did later. The score started to get a little bit ballooned. But, you know, even in the first drive of the third quarter, or I don't know if the first drive or the second drive, where Bijan lays the ball on the ground, I mean, you're down 17-3, but you're moving the ball. You've had a couple of really good plays. You had the screen to Bijan that was 17 yards. You had another nice – even the run that he fumbles the football on, you hit him for about 6 or 7 yards on the play, and so you're pushed the ball down in the red zone. You score there at 17-10. You know, does that change the complexion of the game? Does that change – it certainly makes you feel a little bit better about your offense. It keeps you on the field a little bit more, and again, it takes away some of the stress of your defense. But get back to your original question – I'd have to go back and look at this game. If you look at the entirety of the season, I would like to see some, you know, Darnell Mooney get the ball on the move. Can you get him the ball on the shallow drag? Can you do some of this stuff? And I know, Mike, you talked about this a lot in the post game, and I thought it was really accurate in that I thought Mike McDaniel did some really good stuff. I said it in the broadcast. I thought there was some really good stuff. He almost took the game out of Tua's hands. Now, Tua played well yesterday, but he didn't really allow him to make a mistake. He had, like, it was a one read type situation. They had screens. They widened Achan, brought him back underneath the offensive line and middle screens. I know you've been calling that for a while, but there were some really cool designs. There's a couple of cool that his first touchdown to Achan, where he slips out through the, what was it, the B gap on the backside and slips out of the right flat. And it looks like he's going to roll to the left and he throws back for a touchdown. There was some really cool stuff that really had Atlanta off balance defensively. And I didn't see that from us.
Well, I want to dive into that a little bit deeper. And, Arch, you're spot on. And you know, I talked about the throw to Achan where he inserts in the B gap and leaks out on the backside. Caden, there's like a little mesh route, a little rub, and Caden can't get there. I think a lot of the story of this game on both sides, Falcons and Miami, can be told by the linebackers. I think that J.D. Bertrand and Caden Ellis were very hesitant to kind of flow downhill because you knew that Tua eventually was going to hit you right over the top of the linebackers, and he does that to Jalen Waddle. And I think on the flip side, right from the very beginning, Miami is triggering downhill immediately with Bijan in the backfield and stuff in our wide zone stuff. And I guess the question I have for you is, if you were, you know, designing more wrinkles, how would that look in a Dave Archer offense, and how can we get that done? Because we still have, what, 10 games left on this schedule.
Yeah, and I would agree with you that. I mean, I think that they mirrored what the Niners were able to have success with. Certainly against our defense, some of their interior run stuff mirrored what they were doing with Christian McCaffrey. On the other side of the ball, offensively, they certainly look like the 49ers coming down. As soon as it looked like Bijan Robinson was going to touch the ball, linebackers were triggered and they were coming downhill. They weren't even respecting the ball being pulled out. Well, so Mike, what do you know, it's simple. A simple scenario is I've got to make things look like what we've been running in the first 7 games of the year, and I got to have counters off of that. So if I'm flashing run, wide zone run, I've got to have play fake off of that where I get the ball out quickly. And that's what Mike McDaniel was doing, is he was showing certain looks and then the ball was coming out the other direction. So I've got to show flow one way and then be able to throw the ball backside, or whether it's an RPO where I'm riding the belly of the back and then I'm throwing in behind the linebackers on what Bo was talking about on some of those crossing routes that are in that intermediate area. Those are you said it last night and it almost took the words out of my mouth. The last 2 weeks, you've seen stuff that works in our offense that I would insert right away with the success that the two teams have had against our defense.
Arch, real quick, I want to ask about the defensive side, and primarily the fact that you've seen 2 weeks in a row teams run inside against you. We knew that was coming. It didn't feel like we did I think we knew it was coming. I think we prepared for it, but we couldn't stop it still. What do you do? How do you stop teams from running inside on you? Because we know we're lighter up front, but is there something schematically that you think we could look at doing to stop teams from running the football like they are against us inside?
Well, short of guys, you know, swelling up and being a little bit more stout at the point of attack, you know, Mike will tell you that, you know, you're going to have to commit more guys to the run game. Now, it makes you vulnerable in the back end. And so do you start doing what teams are doing to us, where you as soon as they show run action, you're bringing your linebackers downhill? What happens if you can't get immediate pressure off of a play fake? Jaylen Waddle catches the ball in behind the linebackers and runs 43 yards for a touchdown. So that's where the deep, that's where the offense gets damned if you do, damned if you don't scenario. You've got to be able to stop your run with that front six, front seven without having to blitz the run game. Because if you do, again, you've exposed the back end of your defense. So there's some work to be done. But I do think that the run game and what they were able to do in the run game is profoundly bigger deal because of our ineffectiveness on offense. And I think that that's one thing that will help the defense is if the offense can be more effective, your defense isn't on the field as much. They're not as exposed to all these different potential threats that another team can, that can, they can exhibit on you. So to me, the best remedy to defend the other team's run team is our offense staying on the field and doing what we do.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Dave, we appreciate the insight as always. I think we're all looking forward to turning the page on this one.
Rough one.
Yeah, hang in there. Hang in there. Don't let Bo give any analogies. He starts to get sideways with some of his stuff. So.
We'll talk to you Friday, Arch. Thanks again.
See you guys. See you guys. Take care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Survivor means a new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we break down the game like nobody else can, from how the season is built to why the players make the moves they do. It is the ultimate companion to the show. So if you love Survivor, I think you're going to love On Fire. Follow and listen to On Fire with Jeff Probst on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.